Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/save.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to finding that calm within. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train barreling towards negativity? Like you're stuck on an emotional roller coaster with no brakes? You're not alone, trust me. We all have those days where doubt creeps in, worries take hold, and happiness feels miles away. But what if I told you there are practical ways to navigate these turbulent waters? Today we're diving deep into the world of Stoicism, not some ancient philosophy reserved for philosophers in togas, but a toolbox filled with surprisingly relatable techniques to conquer those negative thoughts and emotions that try to hijack your day. We're talking about real-world strategies that can help you find more peace, clarity, and even joy amidst all the chaos life throws our way. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will empower you to take control of your inner world. First up, recognize and accept those negative thoughts. They're just thoughts, not facts. Think of them like passing clouds in a vast sky. They come and go, but they don't define the whole landscape. Don't get me wrong, acknowledging them is important. Suppressing them only makes them fester. Instead, observe them with curiosity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Does it serve me? Often, you'll realize these negative voices are just playing tricks on your mind. Next, focus on what's within your control. You can't control everything life throws at you: traffic jams, unexpected bills, or that friend who cancels plans last minute. But you can control how you react to those situations. Choose to respond with resilience, patience, and understanding instead of letting frustration take over. Remember, it's not about avoiding challenges but mastering your response to them. Number 3. Cultivate gratitude. I know, it sounds cheesy, but seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life: a warm cup of coffee, a kind gesture from a stranger, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. When you focus on what's positive, it shifts your perspective and creates space for more joy and contentment. Speaking of positivity, cultivate your inner circle wisely. You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Surround yourself with supportive, encouraging individuals who uplift and inspire you. Avoid those negative Nellies who drain your energy and bring you down. Choose to invest in relationships that nourish your soul. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who celebrate your successes and support you through challenges. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has moments of weakness. Instead of beating yourself up over it, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move forward with grace. Remember, you're human and that's okay. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're walking down the street, feeling stressed about an upcoming presentation. Your mind starts racing with worst-case scenarios. What if I freeze up? What if everyone laughs? Suddenly, you remember our Stoic wisdom. You take a deep breath, recognize these thoughts as just thoughts, and remind yourself that you've prepared well and can handle anything thrown your way. You focus on what's within your control, delivering your best performance and engaging with the audience authentically. You choose to practice gratitude for the opportunity to share your knowledge and contribute to the discussion. You even smile at a passing stranger, spreading a little positivity into the world. See? By applying these Stoic principles, you can shift from feeling overwhelmed to feeling empowered. It's like having an internal superpower that helps you navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So remember, folks, negative thoughts and emotions are a natural part of the human experience. But they don't have to rule your life. Equip yourself with these Stoic tools, practice them consistently, and watch as you transform your inner world into a haven of calm and strength. Keep those lines of communication open. Share your thoughts, questions, and experiences in the comments section below. And if this podcast has resonated with you, spread the Stoic love. Share it with your friends, family, anyone who might benefit from finding their own inner calm. Until next time, keep striving for that serenity within. Peace up.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.